and they then categorize them as to low or undetectable HIF or high HIF levels. And the tumors where their levels of HIF were high had a regression rate of above 90% with sunitinib. In the tumors where HIF levels were low, the regression rate was less than 20%.
This is in patients?
In patients. And so there appeared to be a fairly good correlation. Now, the number's small. It's only about 30 tumors that they studied. So that the sense here is that, is there a predictor that can help us enrich the population for sunitinib? Can we look at a tumor and say, yes, that tumor is likely to respond because the level of HIF is high, and treat that patient with sunitinib? On the other hand, in the setting where HIF is low, they won't respond. Now, it's good for response. The problem that we'll face is that sometimes the effect is not necessarily tumor regression or resist response. Sometimes the effect is more delay in progression. And so what they didn't give us were really good data on progression-free survival in this particular study. But I think it's a start, and it's a start to try to measure a surrogate that may be utilized, because we've looked very carefully at VHL status, and it was clear that the tumors that they were studying from the patients were both VHL wild type and mutant, and there wasn't a good correlation between HIF levels in those settings.
So I thought I heard in the beginning when you started to talk about it, I thought I heard you to say that it did seem to work in vitro, but it didn't in patients. I guess I misunderstood.
No, it did. We could see the effect in vitro, because that was the first part of their hypothesis, is that if we can demonstrate there's an association between HIF levels in vitro and the effect of the drug, then we will look at tumor tissue to try to characterize HIF levels. And so they found the same thing in the tumor tissue that they studied.
Okay.
And so it's a preliminary study. It's a small number of tumors. It needs to be validated in larger sample sizes to say, yes, HIF is a good predictor here of what's going to happen to a tumor in terms of regression.